listeners, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to our program today as we declare, souls are crying and men are dying. Let us work diligently to win the lost. This is Sharon Knotts, and on today's program, I'm ministering on the topic, the three laws of recompense. They are the law of wrath, which only pertains to the ungodly, the law of chastening, which only pertains to God's children, and the law of sowing and reaping, which is universal and pertains to everyone and to every aspect of life, and sometimes it overlaps the others. I believe you will receive answers to many of the whys we often ask. Now, at the close of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of The Three Laws of Recompense.
People say, I would get saved, but I can't quit smoking. I can't quit drinking. I can't quit drugs. I can't live without sexual pleasures. And that's because you're trying to imagine yourself doing it when you got a spirit of disobedience in you. No, you can't. But when you get born again, you receive the spirit of your Father, His spirit of holiness, righteousness. Amen. And then you can live without fulfilling the lust of your flesh. Amen. And a lot of times I think there are people, that's what's keeping them from getting saved. The devil's convinced them there's no sense you getting saved because you don't want to be a hypocrite. And you know you can't quit doing all this stuff. But they don't realize the power of the gospel. It is the power of the gospel unto salvation. Amen. They don't realize the power of the born again experience. Colossians 3:6 says, for which sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. And again, before that, where all the scriptures about all of these sins, I'm not going to keep repeating the sins all over again. I'm making the point that the wrath of God is on the children of disobedience, and justly so. Amen? And you know, the wrath of God is going to come to its ultimate. I mean, it's on people now, but when in the near future the wrath of God is going to fill up and the cup of God's fury is going to fill up till it starts spilling over, and literally God is going to send angels out with vials of wrath and they're going to begin to pour it on the earth. And during the tribulation, God's wrath is going to be poured out upon this world. It's never been a time like it, never will be again. It's unimaginable the things that are going to happen on this earth during the time of the tribulation. And then it's a 7-year period, and the last 3.5 years are going to even be worse. It's called the Great Tribulation. My God, I'm so glad I'm not going to be here. Amen. I'm so glad I'm not going to be here during that time. Amen. That's enough to make you run to the altar and get saved. Because the wrath of God is not on the saved. It's not on His children. I want you to turn with me back in where we in Romans, and let's look at Romans 5, chapter 5. I want to show you that it's not on God's people. Romans 5, 8 and 9. But God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, here's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath to come through Him. Amen. I love to remind the devil of this all the time. Amen. I love to remind him that he has nothing in me. Amen. I have been purchased by the blood of Jesus, and now I'm justified. Right now I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And if God loved me when I was a sinner and a rebel, how much more now that I'm His child is He going to deliver me from all wrath? Amen. You don't have to turn there, but I'll just tell you, 1 Thessalonians 1:10. He says we're to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. He said in 1 Thessalonians 5:9, for God hath not appointed us under wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that you're a child of God? Aren't you glad to know there is no law of wrath on you? So it's for the ungodly, the disobedient, but not on God's children. Saints of God, God never punishes His children with wrath. but he does chasten us with love. Amen? So we've already seen that one of the laws of recompense is God says, I am angry with the wicked every day. And the law of wrath is upon the children of disobedience, but not upon God's children. So now let's look at the law of chastening. Because chastening is only for God's people. God doesn't chasten the wicked. They're not his kids. If you're a parent in this church, if you're a parent here today, do you go around chastening other people's kids? Shirley said, you better not. Amen? You chasten your own kids, don't you? And nobody else better be coming around chastening your children. And you better not be chastening somebody else's children. And God does not chasten the devil's children. They're not his. The wrath of God is a fixed law that's in operation. It just is. It's like the law of gravity. The law of gravity is. And you may not believe in the law of gravity, but there are certain things, if you do them, you'll find out it exists. Amen? And the wrath of God exists. It's on the children of disobedience. But what about God's kids? Now, some of these I'm just going to refer to so that we can save time, and I'll have you turn once in a while. But I wanted to go back more or less in the beginning. Deuteronomy 8:5 says, thou also shalt consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Now he said, let's consider in our heart. So this is something we shouldn't just read over. We need to think about it. Let's consider what it means that God chastens his children. First of all, chastening is not punitive. It's redemptive. Amen? God is not trying to punish you when he chastens you. That is the lie of the devil. The devil comes and says, God is punishing you. You got what you deserved. Blah, blah, blah. That stands in contradiction to God's grace for his children. He is not trying to punish us. He is trying to discipline us and to correct us, amen, in love. He has a purpose behind his chastening. His chastening is for our correction, and it is for its remedial so that we will learn some lessons. It's to educate us. It's to train us. It's to teach us. If God allowed us to get away with bad behavior, we would persist in it. And sooner or later, we would open the door wide for our adversary to come and have an occasion against us. God cannot reward bad behavior any more than you're going to reward your children for doing bad. Amen? There are some things that if your children do, you have got to correct them sternly because you realize they've got to get it. When they're little and you let them go out and play in the yard and you say, don't you dare go outside of this fence. You stay in this fence yard and don't you dare go out there. And you happen to look out the window, and there they are chasing the ball across the street. What are you going to do? You are going to go get that child, and you are going to discipline them sternly. Because you realize that if they don't understand, they could get hit by a car. Amen? And so God, when he chastens us, it's always with a purpose. And it's never administered in anger, but it's always in love. You know, we always laugh at that. The people say, oh, my father, my mom used to whip me and say, I'm doing this because I love you. And you say, well, don't love me so much. But how many know when you become a parent, you understand that? You understand what they meant. Amen? Because God does never administer chastening in anger. When we do something in anger, we're going to go overboard. People that abuse their children, that's not chastening in love. Amen? That's getting rid of their anger and their exasperation and their frustration and taking it out on the child. Amen? I believe in disciplining. I believe in spanking. I believe in whipping. I believe that the Bible teaches that. Spare the rod and spoil the child. If God is going to tell us parents that, don't you think that he's going to do it? If he spares chastening, we're going to be spoiled brats. How many have ever met any of those kind of people? Amen? So he chastens us. Now, I'm going to read a few scriptures to you. Psalm 94:12. Blessed. Somebody say blessed. Blessed. You want a blessing? How many wants a blessing? Amen. Blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. You see how they go together? Chastening and teaching. He said it's a blessing. It is a blessing when the Lord chastens us because we obviously need to learn something. Amen. Job 5:17 and 18. Behold, happy. Somebody say happy.
Happy.
Happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not the chastening of the Lord. For he maketh sore. Somebody say ouch. And bindeth up. Somebody say ah. And his hands make whole. Somebody say thank you, Lord. Yeah, he's going to make your backside sore. But he's going to bind you up. And he's going to make you whole. And believe it or not, it's going to make you a happy Christian. You're going to be happier later. We're going to see that in a minute. You'll be happier later. Proverbs 3, 11 and 12. My child, despise not the chastening of the Lord. And we heard that in Job. Now we get the second witness. Neither be weary of his correction, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth even as the father the son in whom he delighteth. Did you know that when your parent told you that, they were actually quoting the Bible? Did you know that was the word of God when they said, I'm doing this because I love you? If I didn't love you, I wouldn't whip you.
Amen. Friends, I hope you have been blessed and spiritually enlightened by our message, The Three Laws of Recompense, which are the law of wrath, which only pertains to the ungodly, the law of chastening, which only pertains to the children of God, and the law of sowing and reaping, which is a seminal and universal principle that pertains to everyone and to every aspect of life, physical, natural, relational, spiritual, and financial, just to name a few. In our very troubled and even calamitous world, we often hear and perhaps even ask those difficult questions. If there is a God and he is good, why are so many bad things happening? And what about the righteous God's children? Why do they experience bad things? And then there's the problem of the ungodly who do wickedly and seem to get away with it. What's up with that? It doesn't seem fair, does it? I believe we can find answers to these and to many other objections people have about the way things seem to go in life when we look at these three clearly defined and biblical laws. There is great comfort for the obedient, instruction for the humble, and warning to the disobedient. The Three Laws of Recompense is available on CD for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Please ask for order number SK150. That's SK as in Sharon Knotts, 150. Remember, your love gift helps us to support the radio ministry and pay for the airtime on this station. Send your request for Three Laws of Recompense, order number SK150, and a love gift of at least $10 to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or you may order online at rghardy.org. God bless you, and until next time, Maranatha.